MusicalKansas.com.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Thursday morning. Brittany Bowman with you here on this edition of KMAN's In Focus. And we have a jam-packed show. And I've said that in the past, that we've had jam-packed shows. But I'm telling you, this one may be the most jam-packiest show I've ever had hosting In Focus. We're going to start things off talking Fort Riley. We have some folks from MWR in studio. We'll start things off with them for the first half hour. Late around 9:30, we'll have a very familiar voice for K-Man listeners back in studio. Kathy Dawes and friends will be in studio to talk about Hope Ranch and the latest going on there. Finally, to close today's show, we'll have Flint Hills Job Corps and some folks there telling us the latest there. But right now, let's talk some Fort Riley. We have Sarah Mueller and Judy Gardner in studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
All right. That time of year, everybody's kind of out. Well, I guess first off, it's nice to have some Fort Riley folks in because it is the Army's birthday today, which is very cool, and Flag Day. All that going on at the same time.
All right.
Any celebration going on at Fort Riley?
Actually, I'm unaware of any celebration, but we're so focused on morale, welfare, and recreation. Maybe we didn't focus so much on the birthday of the Army.
Well, every day is, I'm sure, celebrated at Fort Riley. So with MWR, first off, let's just talk a little bit of overview on what MWR is. Is this something that's common on posts across the country? I'm sure it's a national organization as well, but we hear about it a lot with a lot of different activities. But as far as MWR, what exactly is the organization? What does it do?
It is actually to serve soldiers and their families by providing recreational activities. So it is what its name is: morale, welfare, and recreation.
Yeah, on top of the recreation, the sport for the families, they have the youth centers and child development centers to take care of the families for the soldiers. So that's another piece of it. There's several other different pieces, but we're mainly focused on the recreation side of the house.
And a very important thing for soldiers who are all doing some serious work. There's deployments. There's a lot of serious things going on, and I think it's pretty proper that the first thing in MWR is the morale. That's probably priority one, right?
Absolutely.
Looking at some things going on this summer, and summer, like with a lot of folks, people, it's warm. It's definitely warm out. It'll be warm today. It'll be warm this weekend, we've heard in a lot of the weather reports. But a lot of folks are getting outside and doing a lot of fun activities, and Fort Riley has no shortage of those activities.
No, the pools are actually, the outdoor facility is open right now for recreational swimming. So we opened the new Custer Hill Aquatic Park last year in June. So this is our second season there. And we're open 11 to 8 daily for people to come out and cool off in this hot weather.
Again, phone lines are also open. Just want to remind folks of that. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you have any questions for our guest. And Sarah, you're the director of outdoor recreation for MWR at Fort Riley. What's some of the outdoor things that they got going on there at Post?
Right. So they have this fabulous concept of converting an entire golf course into an actual adventure park. So within the adventure park, we have a high obstacle course with two zip lines. We also have a family adventure lower type obstacle course that the families can participate in. We also just installed a 9-hole foot golf and disc golf course on site. We also have a small climbing wall. We have an archery range. In the future, we're going to have some batting cages, a putting green. There's an area where we used to be able to fly drones, but we're going to convert those actually into maybe a flying kite area because there's always wind happening up on top of the hill. So, and then we also have a snack bar area that folks can come in and get the best lunch on Fort Riley. And the outdoor recreation is not just adventure park. We also have an equipment rental area. So we have campers that people can rent, camping tents, coolers, bouncy houses, all sorts of recreation type equipment as well.
Also see the zip line, rock wall, paintball, all sorts of things. I mean, This transition from this golf course to the adventure park, when did this happen and what was kind of the motivation behind adding in all these different activities?
Well, I recently got here about 6 months ago, so the adventure park occurred before my time. But my understanding is that it started last year. I think it was in the fall time frame of last year. So I just recently got here, and I've taken it over since October. But the concept is what are we going to do with an 18-hole golf course? Well, why not convert it into something cool and fun? So that's where that concept came into play.
So on that conversion, was it just something where just looking to do something different instead of having a golf course? Was it just kind of switch things up? Was that kind of the main reason there?
Well, they decided to close the golf course, and then they decided, okay, what are we going to do with all of this area? And so they came up with the let's do an adventure park.
And looking at some of the – what are the most popular activities so far there?
I think the zip lining is the most popular because I think that's the most adrenaline rush that you can get there. But the family obstacle course is just as fun for those people that might not necessarily want to climb a 40-foot tower and go off the zip line. And it's about 6 foot off the ground, so it is a little more intimidating. I just had some family friends come out to do the family obstacle course, and they were like, oh, yeah, this is going to be so cool. This is going to be so easy. But then when they got up into the actual obstacle, they were like, oh, this is a little more intimidating than what it was. But within 5 minutes, they were having a ball.
Have you tried all the activities? Have you done the zip line?
Yes. We actually did a 40-hour training for both sites through Alpine Towers recently. So we had to experience everything.
What was your favorite?
Well, I'm scared of heights. So I don't know whether or not there was actually a favorite, but the zip lining is actually pretty cool. And then off the other side, there's a hydraulic zip. So we have hydraulic systems off of the timbers that support it. And that one actually feels like a slight free fall before the hydraulics catch you. So I think in a way that is almost a little bit cooler than what the zip line is, because when you go off the zip line, you can actually feel the tension and then you just go down the line. But the hydraulic one, I think, is a little bit more adrenaline rushing because you get that sense of falling just for a couple of seconds. It seems like, you know, a whole minute that you're falling, but it's really not.
Just enough to remind you that you're alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at the hours, what are the hours for the adventure park and also some cost numbers?
So we're open Thursday through Tuesday, 10 to 7 p.m. And then we kind of broke down the park into different features. So we have open access features, and those are things that the staff doesn't necessarily have to man. So for the foot golf, the disc golf, the archery range, some of the climbing wall, you only have to pay $7, and that includes the actual equipment. So you can come in and play 9 rounds of golf or foot golf, and then you can turn around and get the equipment to go do the archery range. And then when you're done with that, you can go do the climbing wall, all for $7.
Not too bad. That's pretty good. Foot golf, that's something that's kind of gained in some popularity over the past few years. For those who maybe not know what we're talking about foot golf. It's pretty much what you think it is.
Yes, it's golf, but with a soccer ball.
And just a huge hole.
And a huge, yep, in a hood, yep, exactly.
Well, who's the adventure park open for? Is it for everybody, or is it just folks at Fort Riley? How does that work?
It's for everybody. Anybody can actually get on Fort Riley and participate in the adventure park. But obviously the main focus is for the soldiers and the families that are, you know, stationed on post.
So somebody that's not on post, I'm sure there's some protocol they got to go through to
correct.
To
you
do
have
this.
To get a base pass or a post pass to get on Fort Riley at the Henry Gate.
And it's what's the process there on getting that pass? Is it too arduous or is it?
Actually, I think it's pretty simple. You just go in, you give them the driver's license, and 5 minutes later, even if 2 minutes later, depending on how busy it is, you get a pass.
Oh, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
That's more simple than just trying to get your license renewed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll talk more with Fort Riley MWR here on In Focus at News Radio KMAN.